listening to Kaya Biz.
Kaya Biz.
With Kule Tumfuphi. On Kaya 959.
You're still listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959, and we shift gears now to take a look at important stats that have been released from Stats SA. This time around, taking a look at South Africa's formal non-agricultural industries and the job dynamics that have come through from there. This speaks specifically to the Stats SA employment statistics for the second quarter, which do show that we did see a decline, or rather a shedding of just shy of 120,000 jobs. To tell us more about this, we join on the line by Matlapane Masupie, Director for Employment Statistics at Statistics South Africa. Ntate Masupie, welcome to the show and thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, and hi to your listeners.
Thank you so again for joining us. I guess first things first, for many of our listeners, we might be confused by what some might say is a duplication of figures here, but help us unpack what the difference is between the quarterly labor survey, typically regarded as the official unemployment figure or rate in South Africa, versus the quarterly employment statistics report, which has been released.
Yeah, thank you so much. Quarterly labor force survey is a survey which measures employment from household. We normally refer it to a survey which measures the supply side of employment. Whereas QES is a survey which measures employment from the businesses, which is actually the demand side of the economy.
And help us understand, I guess, given the feedback that you get from different stakeholders, looking at households and looking at businesses, is there often an alignment between the data that you receive?
Normally, because of the methodology is different, at some point it differs. But what we normally advise users is they must use the two surveys to complement each other. I'll give you an example. QLFS is able to give out employment dynamics, that is your race, your education, like I said, gender, whereas on the other side, the QS cannot provide that, because even other international agencies, they are not able to provide those demographics from the business side.
I'm keen for us to deep dive into that by also evaluating what the latest figures do show. And maybe give us some perspective here, because it does appear as though we saw a shedding of 119,000 jobs in the formal non-agricultural industries. What does this entail?
The results for June quarter shows that 9,948 people were employed. This is a quarterly decrease of 119 jobs, and then year on year is an increase of 74,000. And if you look at the breakdown into part-time and full-time of the results, whereby full-time we are referring to people who are employed 40 hours or more per week, while part-time on the other side are those working less than 40 hours per week. The results are as follows. Full-time gave 8,826,000, while part-time gave 1,122,000. And in terms of movement between full-time and part-time, starting with full-time, on quarterly basis, full-time decreased by 16,000 and part-time decreased by 103,000. Year-on-year, looking at it, two full-time decreased by 80,000, while part-time on the other hand increased by 154,000. And let's zoom in into the industries which contributed to this drop. The first one is community services, which is a drop of 1,000. I'll unpack community services. It's both your government and non-government. I'll start with the government. The government is your national department, provincial department, municipalities, universities and technicons, and extra budgetary. By extra budgetaries, I'm referring to government museums and government parks. Mm-hmm. And also within the community services, there are your non-government departments, your doctors, your social workers who are not part of the government. So this drop of 100,000 is actually attributed to the ending of contract from the census project. Specifically, census alone resulted in a drop of 98,000. Hence, I wanted to unpack to see, just to make people aware that where does this 100,000 come from? It is basically due to the ending of the census project. Then the second industry which saw a drop is business services, a drop of 15,000. Followed by construction, a drop of 13,000, manufacturing, a drop of 12,000, lastly, electricity, a drop of 1,000. However, there are industries which showed an increase. The first one is trade, with an increase of 17,000, followed by mining, an increase of 4,000, and lastly, transport, an increase of 1,000.
That was the Director of Employment Statistics at Stats SA, Matlapane Masupi.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.